Call the October 3rd Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Roll call. Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Is excused.
Commissioner Bothart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
In your packet, item B1 is approval of the regular meeting minutes of September 19th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to a public hearing on the Franklin Public School District's land addition. See a lot of new faces here tonight. Welcome. This will be a lot like watching sausage made, right, Don? So, let me open a public hearing, and then I'll give you the ground rules. Mr. Martinez has a notice to read.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 3rd, 2018, at 7 p.m., or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard, in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comments regarding an application by Franklin Public School, Ronald Peche and Susan Peche, property owners, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, zoning map, to rezone two parcels of land from R6, Suburban Single Family Resident District, to I1, Institutional District. Properties located at A429 and A459 West Forest Hill Avenue, bearing tax key number A39999900000 and A39999900004. A map showing the property affected may be obtained from the City Council by way of request of the Department of City Development at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. The public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Section 622372D of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Thank you. It appears we have a properly noticed public hearing. The way we work this is Mr. Deedle will now give us the highlights of what we're talking about here tonight. I'll probably give a couple of comments, like I always do, right, Don? And then we'll open the public hearing. So, Mr. Deedle, what's going on?
Thank you. The area is up on the screen. You can see the old school does not show the new school that's almost completed. This photograph is a couple years old. It does show the school district administrative buildings right next to Forest Hill. And the subject property to be rezoned is immediately to the west of that. You can see all the greenhouses for the Luxembourg Gardens and then the single-family home, and that's the second parcel right there. So it's those two parcels that are being proposed to be rezoned from residential to institutional, and it's for the school district. The first thing I should mention is that the school district was not able to give us the materials for tonight's meeting until the day before we sent out the materials, so we had no chance to look at them. So staff is proposing that no action be taken tonight, but that the public hearing be continued. The applicant has agreed to that and has actually asked that it be continued a month from now, the first Plan Commission meeting in November, which would be November 7th. So then the public hearing would continue that night, and then the Plan Commission could theoretically make a recommendation that night. It still has to go to the Common Council after that. And then associated with this rezoning, before they can get the rezoning approved, they also have to get a comprehensive master plan amendment approved. That's to show what the future use of this property would be. Right now it's also shown as residential. That plan would have to be changed to show it as institutional. That public hearing will be held at the Common Council meeting after the Plan Commission meeting. And that common council meeting is usually a week and a half after the plan commission meeting. So that'll be the second council meeting in November. So again, staff is recommending no action be taken tonight. The applicant has agreed to that, but because the public hearing notice was scheduled and posted, that's why the public hearing starts today, but it will be continued at that meeting in November. I can also mention that if you can't attend the meeting in November, send us an email or a letter, and that information will be included at the meeting on November.
As well as what you say tonight.
Correct.
So what do they want to do?
So they're not submitting any detailed plans. They're not exactly sure. So anything that they build out there, whether it's recreational fields, which is one possibility, or any other additional buildings, that would need a separate approval. But that would be a site plan approval, which would be only review and approval by the Plan Commission. They have not submitted those plans yet because they're not sure what they want to build. But it's going to be for school-related purposes. And they might, and they don't even know at this point, at least to they haven't told us, if they have a timetable in mind. The last time I talked to them, they didn't have a timetable in mind either. So at this point, it's just the rezoning, and it's just a comprehensive master plan change. Any kind of construction out there would have to have a separate approval. But to be clear, that separate approval would probably only go to the Plan Commission, not the council.
Okay. For everybody to know, there is no one from the school district here tonight. They asked me, the superintendent asked me if she really needed to be here because she had a conflicting appointment. Given that we're going to hold this over to another meeting for more of a public hearing, I felt it probably good that she attended the other meeting rather than this one. They will probably listen to the audio of this meeting. So in addition to us hearing what you had to say, they'll hear it too. So, So ground rules for public hearing. We ask you to come up to the microphone. You can line up or go one at a time, however you want to do that. Give us your name and address, and then tell us what you want to tell us. So with that, I will open the public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Don't be bashful.
My name is Debbie Babula, and I live at 8282 Four Oaks Drive. So right over there,
yep.
Right across. I guess for me, my biggest concern right now is noise and the amount of activity there, because we're pretty much right across from that area. And we came to live there. It was very quiet and residential. So we're just wondering about any like noise barriers or anything. We are wondering what's going to be there. And then we're just concerned or wondering if they're going to put any noise barriers up or anything to, prevent, a lot of noise coming into our neighborhood. That was one thing. And then the other thing is we were wondering if, I know they were talking about fields, we're just wondering about the extent of the buildup on that area. Like, is it really just going to be a field with soccer ends, or is it going to be some kind of a track or something that will have a lot more people there, maybe lights and things like that? So we'd like to understand that, because, again, that could impact us as residents in the area. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm not going to commit to the school district, but let me give you a little history. And I think since I've been on the council, 1998 was my first year. We've been encouraging the school district to buy whatever land they think they're going to need, mm-hmm. so it doesn't get developed and then they're out of luck. Mm-hmm. So in my conversations with them, the opportunity presented itself when Ron and Sue decided they wanted to retire. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the direct use of this land, I don't think anybody knows yet, but mm-hmm. your comments are on the record and
okay.
will be taken into account.
Okay.
And that explanation is not meant to stifle anybody from coming up. So
no
thank
problem.
You.
Yeah. The only other thing I would say is, if they are planning that for any kind of fields, are they going to also, like, rent it out, right? Are they going to actually, kind of like the auditorium at the school, would they ever rent out the area for other activities? So then, again, generating a lot more activity. That would be my other comment. So
great.
Okay.
We'll write it down.
Thank you.
Anyone else? There's a lot of you out there. Come on.
Shorter.
You just take it out.
My name is Janet Mandel. I live at 8408 West Forest Hill Avenue, right across the street from Luxembourg Gardens. I have a lot of concerns in the sense of, just like you noted, who's going to be able to use the fields. If it becomes soccer fields, fine. But is it just for the Franklin schools to access, or can other schools use that land as well, or those fields? One of my biggest concerns is when they do decide what they want to do with it, how it's going to be torn down. I know both homes would need to be leveled, and as well, they have a lot of trees on that land, hoping that if there are old ones that need to be removed, fine, but what the landscape is going to look like. Another concern is how would someone access those fields, because right now there's no road that would go further back onto the property. And along with that, actually a concern that I've had ever since they added on to the school and before, the speed limit on Forest Hill Avenue, no one pays attention to it. The school buses don't, parents rushing their kids to school. I just don't want to envision more traffic. It's a narrow street, and we already have hundreds of kids that go to the middle school, and what is this going to add to that congestion? And I agree with you. I don't want to look out my front windows and there are huge lights at night looking in my front window. So let's see. And the Franklin residents were not being taxed for this, I assume?
No, they would be. In as much as that's the only revenue source other than state aids that the school district gets. Okay. What budget is coming out of, I have no idea. I don't know if it's new borrowing or old borrowing or any of those details.
Okay. And then it would be helpful once they do decide what they're going to do for those of us, especially that live close by to that land, to hear when it's going to happen, when construction would take place, all of those things, because it will impact, you know, our day-to-day activities as well.
Alderman Dander, you want to comment on that?
I'm
keeping them informed.
Oh, well, definitely. Once we get a better idea of what the school district's going to do, if we want to have more personal questions, I think we'll call a meeting and we'll invite people in the surrounding area within so many feet, follow our protocol, and give you a more one-on-one chance to intervene and talk to the school district personally.
Yeah, I think that would be greatly appreciated.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Alderman Dorson, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, Alderman, and council members. Hi, Kevin. I live at 8593 West Lake Point Drive, which is just off the map at the bottom there. I would like to reiterate some of the comments that I've already made. Some of the concerns are, you know, lighting, of course. PA system has not been mentioned. With the new school, we do hear the outdoor PA system already. One of the concerns in reading the material that the school district has provided is they do mention in there that they would be district fields. The current fields for the middle school are, you know, simple soccer field just for the middle school. If this is going to be used by the school district, does that mean high school games here? And if that means high school games, then are we talking bleachers and lights and all of that other stuff that goes along with larger events that the high school would put on? So those are some of the concerns that I have on that level. Most of those have already been mentioned. But speaking as a board member of the Lake Point Estates Homeowners Association, as you all know, the retention basin that's also just off the map was originally built as a regional retention basin. It's a large basin, one of the biggest ones in Franklin, I think about the third largest. That retention basin is fed by all of those wetlands there drain into an access point just off that cul-de-sac, which then drains into our pond. If we put sports fields there, the fertilizer and all of the silt runoff and all that stuff during the construction of those sports fields is all going to land up in our pond. So I want to make sure that when the plans are drawn up, that pond is considered. And ideally, they've done a great job on the new middle school as far as containing the runoff in detention basins on that site, and I hope they do the same level of detail on these sports fields so that water does not drain into our pond, and then we have to deal with it, which we have a budget of over $10,000 a year to deal with that pond to take care of the algae that grows in it and keep the water nice and clean. Additional fertilizer is just going to make that problem worse for us and more expensive. So, okay, thank you.
Thanks, Don. Good to see you.
Nice to meet you.
Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Barb Cooping. I live at 8228 West Forest Hill. I am right across from the district office. All the concerns that I have already been mentioned, so I won't repeat those. I'm all for fields for rec department, soccer field. That's awesome. Before the new school was built, they had rec soccer and kids practicing. I'm all for family fun, pedestrian safety. Going into the safety part of it, the speed limit, like Janet said, on Forest Hill is out of control. People plow through that stop sign. There's kids walking. There's kids riding bikes. There's walkers. I'm a walker. I walk my dog, and I'm very concerned about the speed. In the morning, kids going to school, people going to the district office and school, they plow down. They don't even start to slow down before my mailbox, which is the last mailbox before the right-hand turn if you're heading east. I'm very concerned about safety and families and that are going to use those fields if it's family fun, and I'm all for green space and family fun. So it's the safety I'm really concerned about.
Great. Thank you. What else? Everybody's so polite. Look at each other and say, are you going? I'm going. You go.
Good evening. My name is Yovo Klobgia. I live at 8631 West Forest Hill, right next door to Ron and Sue. We're the field next to their field. So I'm all for green space. It's been a green space all this time. I have similar concerns. No lights. The parking. They have some parking that's already there that's been used for parking. So that would be great as far as I'm concerned because I can't see that parking because there's some nice, beautiful trees there, so they could park there. I'm also concerned about the wetland. What are they going to do with this wetland? When we built our house at considerable expense and work with the city, we actually had to put it exactly where it sits because of that wetland. We were told to put it in that spot for future development for all sorts of reasons. So I'm a little worried about what's going to happen in the future. The school board right now is great. They're doing a great job. But in the future, how do we know there's not going to be a building right beside me? So I'm a little concerned about what the future holds and as far as any plans are. Sports fields, that's great. As long as a soccer ball doesn't go through my window, I'll be fine with that. So the lighting, the parking, and any future road, as you can see, there's a dead-end road right in my backyard. So I don't know what the future holds for that. But we would like to be able to, you know, understand what's going to happen to us in the future as well. And that's all I have to say.
As for that road, your house is right in the middle of it. It ain't going anywhere.
Well, no. When we built that house, we had to prove that it wasn't in the way of any future road. So we have two or three layouts that we had to set up to show to Planning Commission that we could build a house in that spot.
I remember all those discussions.
Yes. So it was quite intense for a while. And now, of course, we got the final phase of the guys next to us, they're building their last three units, so now we have buildings on that side. So we've been there 26 years. We're going to miss Ron and Sue. They've been our neighbors for 26 years, and they're leaving tomorrow. So it's kind of a, you know, big change for us as well as everybody else here.
Yep, absolutely.
So please keep us posted.
Bet. Joel, would you like to mention a little bit the restrictions about wetlands?
Yes, we probably have the strictest regulations on wetlands of any community in the state. So not only do we require protection of all the wetlands, we require protection of a 30-foot buffer, which does not allow any development And then we have an additional 20-foot setback on top of that, which they can temporarily disturb during construction, but they can't build any structures there. Now, there is a variance process that they can go through to try to get inside those areas, but that would have public hearings. That does have to go all the way to the Common Council. But without a variance, they will not be able to touch those wetlands.
And would we be notified?
But only the people within 500 feet.
500 feet of the wetland?
Of the property that the wetland is on. So would not be both parcels, unless they were touching both, disturbing wetlands on both parcels. If they were disturbing wetlands on only one parcel, it would be 500 feet from that parcel. And that's the notice that gets mailed directly to the neighbors. There's always a notice in the newspaper. But for neighbors to get something in the mail, that's only people within 500 feet.
So that's one of the concerns, because it looks like the usable land is...
Okay, let me do this. Yeah, we got to use the microphone because it gets recorded. Annie knows this. And when you come up to speak again, just give us your name, so the people in the recording know who it is.
Okay, it's Debbie Babula again. I guess that's one of the questions that I have, because I went in and got the map, and it looked like the wetlands are more in the back. So I guess that might potentially push the actual usable land up front by the road, by the houses. So that's kind of why you're hearing all the concerns here, is that's residential right now, an area, and the lights, the bleachers, the noise, all of that, that's our concern. So,
yep.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Mr. Dorson.
Sorry, follow-up question based on what Joel was having to say. So as I understand it, the federal government is changing the Waters of the U.S. protection standards, which would allow for the filling of some small wetlands, and I don't know what category they are compared to what's there, but how would that affect, if that goes through at the federal level, how would that affect the city ordinances to protect those wetlands if federal regulations are no longer
there? Well, state law changes have already occurred. So if the wetland is not regulated by the federal government but is regulated by the state, and there are some of those in Wisconsin and some of those in Franklin, the state law, the new law, allows up to 10,000 square feet automatically. The DNR can only say no for a few rare reasons. They can also fill up to 1 acre of wetlands, but that does require DNR review.
Okay, so then they could fill those wetlands.
If those wetlands are not regulated by the federal government, and only the federal government can make that decision.
Okay, and that is my concern because, you know, I've lived there for 20-some-odd years, and that is very wet back there, and there's probably a navigable stream marginally, a ditch, really, that runs through there, and we've always felt that we've been protected by that. But now with the recent changes on the federal level and compensatory mitigation, which they could do in their city rules, I don't feel as protected anymore as we once felt.
Yep, and you're right. Our investigation into that matter, Jesse's looked into it too, is, yeah, if they get all those federal and state approvals to declare that the wetlands can be filled in through the new state law or through the federal jurisdiction where they determine that it's artificial or they don't have jurisdiction, mm-hmm. Our rules don't apply. Only when their rules do apply and they need to get permit and approvals to fill it, then our rules kick in also.
Okay, thank you.
Janet Mandel, it sounds like this won't be happening this year. And it would be nice to know who's going to maintain the land that's there. I mean, who's going to cut the grass? Who's going to manage what is sitting there right now? Because they have a large area of grass. Okay.
It's going to be their property, so.
Okay. So they would arrange for someone to manage that. Okay. So do you think it's after the winter? I guess I'm just trying to get a feel for, is this 6 months down the road or?
Depends on what you mean by this. I don't
Their plans are.
No, I don't see it this year. Probably not next year. I mean, from my conversation with the superintendent, opportunity presented itself. They took advantage of it. No plans.
So this could be a year or so down the road.
Or 10.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay. Thank you.
I'd rather be honest with you, you know. Mr. Magnuser.
Tony Megna, 10321 West Church Street. As a former school board member, I know what they're doing here. They're buying the land because at the price right now is reasonable. And the school district probably would not have the funds to do anything with the property at this time. And it's people are talking about a year or two. Well, it won't be, it'll be more than a year or two before anything's done. And anything that is proposed on that property, like maybe a building or anything, has to go to a referendum. If you're planning on putting an elementary school in there, it has to go to a referendum to provide funds for that. So anything that has to be done on that property, other than building, is be just maintenance. So, and I don't see anything in the near future being going in there. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else?
Perry Wysocki, 8288 Four Oaks Drive, right across from their driveway. Is it up to the school to tell you when the houses are going to be raised? Who takes care of that part of it?
They do have to pull a permit, but it's pulling a permit. It's not. There's no other approvals needed.
But that's also part of their planning.
Oh, yeah.
So it may not even be done this winter.
I can't say.
So if it becomes a rodent problem, vacant houses, there's no recourse to people around them noticing more mice in their house and stuff, or just with houses abandoned like that over the winter, it becomes a rodent problem as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. Now, I was kind of under the understanding that it was, you know, the houses would be raised before winter, but I haven't heard anything about that. When would we hear the possibility of any of that happening? The school has to give you their plan before any of us would hear anything about that as to their timeline on that stuff?
Again, the only thing they're required to do from a city perspective is pull a building inspection permit to raise the facilities.
Okay.
I don't think I would hear about it. Alderman may or may not heard. Hey, that was pretty good. Alderman may or may not. May or may not know about that. But
it's just the, you know, when you my grass houses, gets too to long, down. Or when I used to have a ditch on my side, I would get a noxious weed notice. Mm-hmm. And that came from the city. Mm-hmm. Now, this property belongs to the school. Are they going to be treated the same way as I was?
We even send the state noxious weed ordinance violations.
Okay.
They don't pay them, but...
Well, I just want to know if it's going to be kind of in check as to that property. I know it can't be maintained to perfect, you know, like someone's living there, but I don't want to see it get way so out of hand that it becomes an eyesore also.
Personally, I wouldn't extend that issue. I think they're going to maintain it.
Yeah.
Okay. It's worth watching, absolutely. Anybody else?
Yovo Club, J8631. I think they're going to raise those buildings sooner than later. And Ron has been cutting the grass till probably now. So he cut the grass yesterday. So no one will be able to take care of it like Ron did.
Oh, that's true.
But I'm sure that they're going to take care of the grass. This could probably be a good thing for the neighborhood, I think. I'm just worried about a future school board getting some crazy idea to fill in some wetland and put up some big building there. So we can't see the future, I know that, but this could end up being good if it stays green space. And I don't think it's big enough unless they fill all that in, which can they tell us which part is federal and which part is state? Or
we don't know that yet.
We don't know that yet.
All of this is wetlands.
Right.
All of that.
Right.
So they got this and here.
Right. And the soccer field is right there where my house is. So, like I said, I think it could be a good thing if it's managed correctly. So I'm sure you guys will help us out with that. Thank you.
Thanks, Yobo. Come on, Annie. Okay. Anyone else wishing to speak? No one rise? Okay. I'm going to close the citizen.
No, wait. I'm going to leave it open.
I knew it.
Annie O'Clubgia, 8631 West Forest Hill. I just would like to know the notification process. I know for the Planning Commission meeting, that would be great. Alderman D'Andrea, you're our alder person. I sent you two emails in spring and never got a reply asking about this project. So I'm just concerned about notification processes as far as, I know for the planning, that would be great, but